很简单的介绍一下戴牧师，我想在教会多几年的人都认识他，其实不需要我介绍。For those people have been here for many years, they know him more than I do, because I only know him for probably 6 years. 我只认识他6年。不过我每次再一次看到他的时候，就发现他越来越聪明了，因为聪明绝顶，所以就发现他头发越来越少了。It's hard to translate. I'm not going to translate into English. But every time I see him, he's more and more smarter, and hair is less and less. But if you want to know how handsome he was, go to the chapel. We have a display about how the Christianity comes to China. In the final end, there's the genealogy of the family tree of Hudson Taylor. And you can see how handsome he was. Even though he is still quite handsome now. But it's very different now. So, 他当然很英俊，不过如果你要看到他以前更英俊的时候，等下聚完会到富堂，你会看到有基督教在中国的这个展览，然后最后几张图片，其中有包括戴家的家谱，然后也有照片，结婚前还有结婚的时候，那现在你就看他就好了。所以你要看到他以前是多么英俊潇洒的话呢，待会儿聚完会你再去看。OK, Pastor Jeremy Taylor.
弟兄姐妹们，晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
特别谢谢庄牧师的越描越黑。
Especially thanks to Pastor John for his description to make me get brighter and brighter on my forehead.
也谢谢翻译的加油添醋。
Jamie is well known for his speeches.
很高兴，应该说是可以有机会回到母会。
I'm so glad to be able to return to my mother church.
回想到我们一家离开 Boston 也很快就要6年了。
Our family and myself have left this church for almost 6 years.
离开的时候是4个人，现在有5个人。
When we left here in Boston, we had a family of 4. Now we are a family of 5.
我们老三现在3岁，是在香港出生的。
Our third child now is 3 years old, was born in Hong Kong.
昨天打电话给师母，她要我也特别代表她问候大家。
When I spoke to my wife yesterday, and she also want me to send her greetings to you.
她说你完蛋了。
She said, you are like a broken egg.
我发现这个翻译几年没有替我翻译，好像有点退步了。
Jamie's preaching has made tremendous progress.
他说你去了香港6年，广东话没有学到几句。
You have been in Hong Kong for 6 years. You still don't know how to speak Cantonese.
那我想有很多的人，他说会问你会不会讲广东话。
She said maybe many would ask you, do you know now how to speak Cantonese?
果然今天晚上就几位就问了我会不会讲广东话。
Indeed, several of you had asked me that question.
我的回答很简单。
My answer is very simple.
不识讲广东话。
不识讲广东话。I do not know how to speak Cantonese.
很高兴有机会能够回到大家的当中。
Again, it is indeed my pleasure to be able to return.
但是不瞒大家说，心里面有一点酸酸的。
But I just can't keep it from you that I feel a little sour in my mind.
因为今天是我们老二的六岁生日。
Because today is my second child, a 6 years old birthday.
那这几年也是跑得不少。
And for the past few years, indeed, I have traveled a lot.
那孩子过生日不在家里，我想心里面是有一点的不舒服。
I feel indeed missing something because for my children's birthday and I couldn't be there with them.
他昨天跟我说，爸爸没有关系，你买一个礼物送我就可以了。She
told me yesterday, it's okay, Dad, just bring me a gift.
我们一起翻开神的话，但以理书。Let
us turn to Daniel.
今天晚上。 愿意跟大家一起思想的题目是神在异邦中的器皿。
The topic, the theme for tonight is God's instruments in foreign land.
神在异邦中的器皿。
The God's instruments in foreign land.
我想因为时间的缘故，容许我就用中文来读。若是你看英文的话，你就跟着看。
Because of the time, we will only read the scripture in Chinese.
我们要从但以理书第一章第一节看到第二十一节。
We'll read through the whole chapter.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。 来到耶路撒冷将城围困，王将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就把这器皿拿到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。王吩咐太监长雅斯皮拿。 从以色列人中，以色列的中士和贵胄中，带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明，具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要叫他们加勒底的言语，文字言语。 王派定将自己所用的膳所饮的酒，每天赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族的人但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙塞，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉。 称米沙利为米沙，称亚沙利亚为亚伯尼哥，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。 第十节，太监长对但以理说：“我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食。倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。”但以理对太监长所派管理但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚的委办说。 求你试试仆人们十天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和那用王膳那少年人的面貌，就照你们所看的待仆人吧。委办并允准他们这件事，试看他们十天。过了十天，见他们的面貌比王。 比用王膳的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖，于是委办撤去他们用的膳饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。这四个少年人 神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前。王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚，于是留他们在王面前侍立。王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明，比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。到古列王元月，但以理还在。让我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你带领我们今天晚上同心合一地来到你的面前。
Father, we want to thank you for bringing us all together here to worship you.
在这个拆船年会的开始，我们再一次愿意把不仅是这一个拆船年会仰望在主的手中。
In the beginning of this missions conference, not only want to dedicate this conference to you,
我们也愿意把我们自己摆在父神你的手里。
We also wanted to dedicate all ourselves into your hand.
这几天的聚会，主啊，让每一次的聚集能够有永恒的价值。
We ask that you make each and every meetings of this few days will have an eternal value.
我们恭敬地把以下的时间仰望你。
So we look up the following time to you.
主啊，愿你自己的圣灵借着你的启示在我们每个人的心中来工作。
May your Holy Spirit and your vision work among our hearts.
愿荣耀归给神。
May the glory be to our God.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我想在我们当中有不少人有机会去过澳门。
Maybe some of you had a chance to visit Macau. Macau.
若是你有机会去澳门，或许你知道在澳门有一个宣教师的一个坟墓地。
If you had a chance to visit them, you may know there is a graveyard for a missionary.
在这个坟墓地里面有一个人的坟墓，其实在中国教会历史里面是相当被神用的一位。
There is a person who was used of.A lot by our God and who was buried there.
他其实是第一位去中国的宣教师，他的名字叫马里逊。
He was the first missionary to China, and his name was
Robert Morrison.
Robert Morrison.
马里逊是在1807年去到中国。
Morrison went to China in 1807.
想一想，再过几年，我们就会庆祝他去中国的200周年。
In a few years, we will celebrate his going to China for 200 years.
也可以说是福音来华200周年。
We can also say that the gospel had been in China for 200 years.
我每一次去到澳门，我总是会去看马里逊的坟墓。
Every time when I had a chance to visit Macau, and I would go visit the burial place of Morrison.
每一次当我站在他墓碑旁边的时候，我总是会想到他来华宣教时候所发生的一件事情。
Every time when I stood in front of his burial, and one thing that happened to him always reminded me.
他20多岁，他离开英国，他去到了中国。
When he was 20 some years old, he left his homeland, England, and went to China.
他坐船也将近有6个月的时间才抵达了中国。
The boat ride took him about 6 months for him to arrive China.
当快要到中国的时候
，When he was about to enter China,
当他站在船的甲板上。远远地看到中国的时候
When he stood on the deck of the boat and looked forward and looking into China.
忽然间有一个水手就走到他的身边。
Suddenly a sailor approached to him.
就开始跟马里逊讲话。
Begin to speak with him.
其实他口中口气是带着很多的讽刺。Sarcasm.
Although he was talking to Mr. Morrison, but he was talking with sarcasm.
他就对着马里逊这样说。
And this is how he said.
他说年轻人啊，你真天真。
He said, young man, you are too ignorant.
Naive.
Naive.
他今天翻译很惨，我都听得懂。他说年轻人你真天真。
He said, young man, you are too naive.
他说你真的认为你能够改变中国吗？
You really think you can change China?
难道你不知道中国是一个古老的国家吗？
Don't you know the China has a long history?
他有他自己的文化，他有他自己的历史。
They have their own culture and history.
你从英国来，没有什么文化，没有什么历史。
You from England, you're much more shallower in terms of your culture and history.
你要去中国做什么？你不可能做什么。
What do you want to do in China? There's really isn't anything you can do.
他继续地说。
And he continued.
年轻人，难道你不知道中国人有他们自己的宗教吗？
Young man, don't you know that the Chinese have their own religion?
你真的认为你可以把你的宗教传给中国人，他们会改变他们的宗教吗？
You really think you can give them your religion and change them?
他就不断地用这样的一些说法来刺激马里逊。
So he was agitating Morrison with what he was saying.
当他讲完的时候，
After he completely finished,
马里逊停了一下。
Morrison hesitated.
然后转过来就对了这个水手说了一句话。
Then he turned around and faced the sailor and made one statement.
向他说你讲的一点都没有错。
He said, what you said is right.
我不能。
I can't.
但是神能。
But God can.
我不能。
I can't.
但是神能。
But God can.
我想那一句话可以充分地描述过去这200年的中国教会历史。
I believe what he said can fully describe what happened to the Chinese Christian history.
今天当我们看中国的时候，
As we look at China today,
我们真是有一个很深的一个感触，就是人不能，但是神能。
We really are deeply convinced that indeed,That people, human beings cannot, but God can.
今天晚上我愿意从但以理的生平当中我们非常熟悉的一个记载来跟大家思想在宣教上面一些功课。
So today, with this very familiar story of Daniel, we want to meditate about some lessons we may learn on mission.
虽然但以理离我们非常的远，
Although Daniel was long past in history.
但是如同但以理一样，你我今天也生活在一个相当抗拒我们信仰的一个世界里面。
But similar to Daniel, he lived in an environment that was very much strongly against our belief.
他去到了巴比伦。
He went to Babylon.
巴比伦是一个反对他信仰的一个地方。
Babylon was a country that was against what he believed.
他也很难能够非常公开的来宣扬他的信仰。
It was very difficult for Daniel to proclaim what he believed.
其实跟今天尤其亚洲是非常的类似。
This is very similar, especially to Asia today.
因为其实在亚洲我们看到有80%的人口是居住在宣教师不能公开传福音的地方。
Almost more than 80% of the people in Asia live in an environment that the missionaries cannot proclaim Christianity openly.
80%的人口是居住在你我没有办法公开以宣教师的身份去到他们当中传福音的地方。
80% of those people live in a region that you and I cannot openly proclaim our faith.
我想我们不是单单在看中国而已。
So we're not just looking at China.
其实在东南亚也有一些其他的地方，包括马来西亚，包括印尼，包括文莱也是如此。
So there are other regions in the Southeast Asia, like Malaysia, and other places, they have the same problem.
但是当我们看见那样的一个数字的时候，
As we look at that statistic,
我想我们还是要思想主啊，在这些人当中我们能够怎样为你做见证？
We still need to ask ourselves and ask our Lord, and Lord, what can we do to do something for those people?
耶稣基督的大使命，这个大使命的托付在我们身上，怎么样能够落实在这一些群体的当中？
How can we solidly carry out the great commission as commissioned by our Lord Jesus?
我想从这个角度，但以理可以帮助我们来思想。怎么样把福音落实在这一些群体的当中？
And here in this chapter, from the lessons we can learn from Daniel, how we can be able to proclaim our gospel.
我们刚刚看的所读的这段经文，我想我们非常的熟悉。
This is indeed a familiar story.
今天晚上我想从四个角度来跟大家思想但以理这一位神在异邦中的器皿所留给我们的榜样。
So tonight I want to look at the God's instrument, who's Daniel in a foreign land, how he can proclaim his faith from four different perspectives.
当我们读但以理的时候，但以理书的时候
，As we read throughout the whole book of Daniel,
我们发现他是一位被神重用的仆人。
We find that he was used. Heavily by our Lord.
虽然他是在一个非常困难的一个处境中，
although he was in a very difficult circumstance,
但是他仍然能够透过不同的管道方法来为主做见证。
But through different ways and different conduits, he was able to work for the Lord.
今天我想单单从第一章来看四方面是但以理留给我们的榜样。
So from this chapter, I'm only going to look from four different perspectives.
我想当我读这一段经文，当我读这一章的时候，
As I read through this chapter and this scripture,
我想让我第一非常深刻印象的就是我觉得但以理拥有一个神国的一个立场或者一个观点。
So he, for one thing, and I believe that he looked at the whole environment that he was in from a divine perspective.
但以理有一个神国的一个观点。
He has the view of the Lord, or view of the divine perspective.
那在我们刚刚所读的这一段经文里面，我们怎么样看见这样的一种神国的观点呢？
How do we call out such divine perspective?
我不晓得
from the scripture.
当我们读的时候，大家有没有特别注意第一节和第二节但以理所给我们的描述？
I wonder if you paid attention to the description for the first two verses of.
第一节这样说：犹大王约雅敬在位的第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到了耶路撒冷，就将城围困。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
第二节
，verse two，
主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份交付他手。
And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles.From the temple of God.
我想当我读这两节的时候，
As I read these two verses,
我不晓得大家有没有同样的也注意第二节第一个字是什么字。
I wonder if you have noticed this in the second verse, the very first word.
是谁把犹大王以及耶路撒冷交在尼布甲尼撒王的手中呢？
Have you noticed who had delivered the king of Judah into the king of Babylon?
我想假如是一个人从人的角度来写历史的话，
If it is from a human's perspective to write the history,
他一定会提到尼布甲尼撒是一个非常有能力的一个将军，一个国王。
And he would write from the perspective that the kingNebuchadnezzar was a very capable general.
他是很有这个战场上面的这个战略。
He's very tactful guys on the battlefield.
有可能他们会描述到他的军队是一个非常勇敢能力的一个军队。
This historian may describe that his armies were all full of a brave people.
我想他们会可能这样的一个描述。
Perhaps from a human perspective, this will be the description.
但是在这里我们却看见但以理没有这样描述。
However, we see here that Daniel did not describe it in this way.
反倒他在这边很清楚地说，是主将约雅敬以及耶路撒冷众民交付到尼布贾尼撒王的手中。
And he described that it was the Lord who delivered the king of Judah and all the articles from the temple.
我想当我注意到这样的一个描述的时候，
As I noticed such a kind of description,
我就很深的有一个体会，就是但以理他有一个神国的一个观点。
I'm deeply convinced that Daniel has this divine perspective.
他看事情他不是从人的角度看的，乃是从神的角度看。
When he looks at the things, he examines some things, he always looks from the angle of God.
我也非常的相信，因为他从神的角度来看这些事情。
I'm also convinced because he looked from this divine perspective.
虽然他以及以色列人或者犹大人遇到了那么不幸的一件事情。
Although that was a time of tribulation for the people of Judah.
但是他仍然相信神的手在其中。
But he still believed that the Lord's hand was the one who delivered this.
并且神要在巴比伦国里面使用但以理。
And it is who is the God who will use Daniel in the city of Babylon.
一个神国的观点。
It is a perspective of a view from a divine point.
我想因为但以理有这样的观点，神就能够使用他。
Because Daniel is able to look this way, therefore the Lord will use him.
我也相信今天若是你我能够跟但以理一样的话，
I'm also convinced if you and I can be like Daniel,
我们也能够更多的被主所用。
We can then be more used by our Lord.
当我读但以理第一章到第六章的时候，
As I read from the first through the sixth chapter of Daniel,
很明显的，但以理的这种神国的观点跟他的工作有一个密切的关系。
I can see the close relationship of his perspective with what he did.
他的生活跟他的信仰不是二分化。
His lifestyle and his faith are in one.
乃是他不断地从他的工作、他的身份来思想神在他身上的托付。
Constantly for his work and for his life, he was thinking about what God has entrusted him.
当我注意到这件事情的时候，
As I noticed at this point,
我就想到求主帮助我们今天也有同样的这样的一个领受。
Therefore, I asked the Lord so that for us to be able to see from the same perspective.
过去这六年，我们一家在香港侍奉。
The last 6 years, my whole family served.
其中带给我们喜乐的是看到越来越多的弟兄姐妹们思想着他们的工作跟耶稣基督大使命的关系。
The joy I receive is always when our brothers and sisters were able to look at their daily life, their jobs, from the perspective of God.
他们不再看他们的工作单单从一个能够把食物放在餐桌上，能够付房租，能够付我们这个 car mortgage, 我们这个车子的这个抵押。
So the job is no longer just limited to put food on the table, to pay for your car loan, and to pay for your mortgage.
乃是他们不断地在思想住啊，你要怎么样透过我的工作，我要怎么样透过我的工作来实现耶稣基督的大使命。
It is that they always seek on how through my job, through my work, I can be part of the Lord's big commission.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我觉得今天当我们面对到亚洲这样的一个局面，
As we face the situation in Asia.
当我们看到80%的人口是居住在我们没有办法公开去到他们当中传福音的一些地区。
So we see 80% of the people living in an environment we cannot proclaim gospel to them.
或许有的人会说这些地方是关门的，是关闭的。
And some would refer to this area as the regions of closed.
但是其实我们发现这些地方不是关闭的。
But on the other hand, we discovered that those areas are not indeed closed.
我们其实发现这些地方是开放的。
Indeed, they are maybe more open.
是的，他们不是开放给宣教士去到他们的当中。
Maybe they are openly to allow missionaries to be there.
但是他们是开放容许基督徒去到他们的当中。
But they're open to allow Christians to be.
基督徒能够住在那些地方。
Christians can live there.
能够透过他们的工作。
Through the work of the Christians.
能够透过他们的生活。
Through their living testimony.
就如同但以理一样，有能够透过他们这种神国的观点，在那些地方为主来做见证。
Just like Daniel, he was living testimony to testify his divine perspective.
前几年我有机会去成都，四川的成都。
A few years ago, I had the opportunity to visit the city, 成都 in 四川。
突然想到我的翻译是四川人。
I was born in 成都。
他在成都出生的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Go on.
我去到成都的一个学校。
I visited a school in that city.
这个学校的名字叫卫生干部学院。
It's a school training for sanity workers, I guess.
Medical continuing education.
Medical continuing education, much better.
我们把它简称是卫干院。
Medical education.
我去这个学校主要是要看这个学校的校长。
My purpose there was to visit the principal of that school.
因为我们希望能够在这个学校里面让一些我们的英文老师能够在那边教英文。
I was hoping that the school would accept our English teachers to teach there.
我去到他的这个办公室，他请我坐下来。
So I went into his office and he asked me to sit down.
他对我说，泰勒先生。
He said, Dai, Mr. Dai.
他说，我想问你一个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question.
他说，请问你们这个机构是不是都是基督徒？
Is it true that everyone in your organizations are Christians?
你派来的这些人是不是都是基督徒？
Are the people you're going to send, are they all Christians?
被他这么一问，我愣了一下。
And I paused after I heard that.
因为我想到大概很可能我讲话的这一对我讲话的这个人一定是一个共产党员。
So I was afraid that this person who's speaking to me was a communist.
我也相信所有那个学校里面的人都是共产党员。
I even believe that all the people in that school were party members of the communists.
我想到不是马克思说宗教是人民的鸦片吗？
As I remember that the Marxists had said the religion is the opium of people.
中共从50年代就开始骂戴德生是帝国主义的走狗。
From the 50s, the communist has declared that the Hudson Taylor was the slave dog of the imperialism.
Slave dog. Running dog 就可以了。
Running dog.
我不知道怎么回答这个校长。
I didn't have the wisdom to know how to answer the question.
我心中有一个很大的挣扎，我是不是要老实招出来
？I had a deep struggle. Should I be honest?
后来我决定还是要跟他老实说。
So I decided that I need to.
我就对他说：“是的，我们都是基督徒。”
I said, "Yes, we are all Christians."
你知道他怎么回答我
？You know how he responded?
他说：“好。”
He said, "Good."
我希望。以后你们带进来的老师都是基督徒。
I hope all the teachers in the future you're going to send are all Christians.
我想不单单是中国。
Not only in China.
八月我去文莱。Brunei.
I went to Brunei in August.
在文莱那个地方是一个回教的一个国家。
It is a Muslim country.
虽然宣教师不能去。
Although the missionaries were barred from entering the country.
但是我在那边认识了很多很多的基督徒。
But I met many Christians in that country.
他们可以透过他们的工作去到那些地方。
Because of their work, they could visit and.
而当我坐下来跟他们谈的时候
，When I sat to talk with them,
就如同但以理一样，我似乎觉得他们也是有这种神国的观点。
As I talked to them, I feel that they are just like Daniel. They can look at things from God's perspective.
他们的工作跟大使命有一个密切的关系。
Their work are intimately related with His Great Commission.
因为他们相信神能够透过他们的工作、他们的专业，在他们所住的地方，能够在那边为主来做见证。
Because they believe that the Lord can use their profession and use what they do to fulfill the Lord's work.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我觉得尤其容许我说，我们华人教会。
Especially today in the Chinese church,
我们更多求主帮助我们有这种神国的观点。
We need to ask more help from the Lord for us to be able to have this.
让我们能够思想我们的工作跟大使命的关系。
And we can relate what we do, our profession, with the Lord's.
有可能神就要透过你的专业去到一些宣教师不能去的地方，在那边生活，在那边为主来做见证。
Therefore, through your profession of skill, you may be sent by the Lord to the place when usual missionaries could not proclaim gospel.
第一，但以理有一个神国的观点。
So the first point is Daniel had this divine perspective.
但是我想，神能够使用但以理，不单单是因为他有一个神国的观点。
Of course, there's more to why Daniel was used as instrument by the Lord.
当我读这一章的时候，我也很明显的、很清楚的看见，但以理也有一个仆人的心态。
And also see very clearly that Daniel has a servanthood attitude.
我不晓得当我们读的时候，大家有没有注意这样的一个主题不断的出现在这一章的里面。
I wonder as you read through the passage, have you noticed this point? It was constantly appearing.
第四节我们怎么读？
What was it described in verse 4?
他就描述了这一些人，他们是年少的，他们是没有残疾的，他们的相貌俊美，通达各样的学问，知识聪明，具备足能，势力在王宫里。
They were the young men without any physical defect. They are handsome. They are showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace.
第五节我们又看到当他们被养了三年满了三年好叫他们在王面前势力。
So after they've been trained for 3 years, they will be ready to enter the king's service.
第十二节求你试试仆人们十天。
And verse 12 says, please test your servants for 10 days.
第十三节就照你所看的待仆人。
And treat your servants in according to what you see.
第十九节王与他们谈话就注意到看到他们是无一人能够跟他们相比。
Then the verse 19 says, the king,When the king talked with them, he found none equal to them.
第十九节的结束就这样说，所以留他们在王面前侍立。
The end of verse 19 says, so they entered the king's service.
一共五次、六次提到但以理以及他的三个朋友是仆人。
Five or six times and described Daniel and his friends.
从这当中我们就看到但以理有一个仆人的心态。
So here it's clear that Daniel has a servanthood attitude.
或许你会说戴牧师当然他有一个仆人的心态他是一个奴仆难道你不知道吗
he says, Pastor Jamie, of course, Daniel was a slave.
他是被俘虏到巴比伦的。
He was captured and brought to Babylon.
他被俘虏到那边他不做仆人他做什么
When he
做主人吗
To Babylon, of course, he was a slave, not a master.
当然，我想这个是很明显的。
This is obvious.
但是我觉得一个人可以有仆人的身份，不见得有仆人的心态。
Maybe a person who's truly a servant, but this person may not have a servant attitude.
一个人可以有仆人的身份，不见得有仆人的心态。
A person may have a position as a servant, but that person may not have that attitude.
若是我们了解犹太人的话，
If we understand the Jews,
我们会思想到，其实但以理有这种仆人的身份心态是一个不得了的一件事情。
If you understand the Jewish attitudes, and you will understand it is very, very unusual for Daniel to have the servanthood attitude.
犹太人对外邦人是带着一个非常强烈的一种歧视的一种心态。
The Jews discriminate against all the foreigners.
他们常常看这一些非犹太人。看他们连狗都不如。
They look at the Gentiles, the non-Jews, compare them like dogs.
所以当但以理以及这些犹太人他们被俘虏到巴比伦的时候，
So when Daniel and his friends were captured to Babylon,
我就思想到很可能他们可以带着一种非常抗拒的心去到那个地方。
So they may have the heart of attitudes of a rebellious.
他们可能是带着轻看巴比伦人的这种心态。
They may look down, they may despise the Babylonians.
实在是可以带着一种瞧不起这一些人的心态而去。
They may very well have the attitude of despise them.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我非常的相信，若是但以理是带着这种心态去的话，神没有办法使用他。
Dear brothers and sisters,I'm deeply convinced had Daniel had that kind of attitude, he would not be used by our Lord.
若是但以理是带着一种高高在上的一种心态，
If Daniel is the person who had his eyes on the top of his head,
带着一种自以为了不起的心态，
then he would have the very, very high self-pride.
我相信神不能使用他。
And I'm sure the Lord would not be able to use
him. 为什么神能够使用他？
Why would the Lord was willing to use him?
就是因为但以理他深信他不仅是巴比伦国的仆人。
So he, Daniel, was deeply convinced not only he himself was a servant in the Babylon.
更加他是神的仆人。
But more so, he is a servant of God.
因此神把他带到巴比伦的时候，
So when God brought him to Babylon,
是一个可以说是一个敌对这个信仰的一个地方。
It is a place which is against his belief.
他相信神把他带到那个地方有一定的目的。
He believed there's a purpose for Lord to deliver him to that city.
神要在那个地方来使用他。
Because the Lord will use him in that city.
他有这样的一个仆人的心智。
He has this servanthood attitude.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我真是觉得今天求神帮助我，帮助我们，都有这种仆人的心智。
I ask the Lord to help you, help me, help us all to have the same attitude.
但有的时候实在是很不容易。
It is indeed not easy.
因为我们发现要有这种仆人的心态是很困难的。
It is difficult to have the servanthood attitude.
我们有一些工作是在四川的南边。
We support certain works in the southern part of Sichuan.
在那边神打开了一个门，让我们能够做一些医疗的工作。
So the door, the Lord has opened some door. We were able to do some medical missions in that region.
我们主要工作是在一个少数民族叫彝族的这个族群的当中。
We work in a minority tribe. It's called Yi tribe of Yi.
我希望我这样讲，我不会得罪我们当中的任何弟兄姐妹们。
I hope what I'm going to say is not going to be offensive to some.
其实很多当地的华人或者汉人搞不懂我们在做什么。
Some of the local Chinese, not part of the Yi tribe, couldn't understand what we were doing.
他们也曾经这样跟我们说过。
They have even told us,
彝族人又脏又懒，你们为什么浪费你们的时间？
Those local, those tribe people were lazy and dirty.Why are you wasting your time?
我们在那边其实常常碰到这样的一些事情。
And we often encounter this kind of an inquiry.
但是感谢神，神帮助我们。
But we thank the Lord because the Lord has helped us.
因为我们是带着一个仆人的心去那边服侍。
Because we were there to serve with a servanthood attitude.
前不久我有机会去到那边看望我们的同工。
Not too long ago, I had a chance to go there to visit our coworkers.
我就去到他们所住的地方。
So I went to where they lived.
我一进门的时候。
As I went through the door,
我就看到在对面的墙壁上，他们挂了一个人用书法写的两个中国字。
So I see a thing is posted on the wall, which is the Chinese calligraphy of two characters.
我看了，我心里面很受感动。
I was deeply touched by what I saw.
我本来很想把它摸走。
I was tempted to steal it.
后来决定还是不要这样做吧。
Then I said, "Well, I'm a pastor.
我就问，
I should do this."
我就问他们是谁写的。
I'd ask him who wrote this.
然后我就请那个人也帮我写这两个字。
So I asked a person to write the same for me.
我今天晚上把它带来。
I have brought it with me.
我想从这两个字里面，若是我们能够体会得到的话。
From these two words, if we can understand it.
我想我们就能够了解一个仆人的心智是何等的不容易。
Then we can understand how difficult it is.To attend the servanthood attitude.
这两个字是什么？这个字应该很漂亮。汤教授是不是？舍己。
Is to give up yourself.
To deny yourself.
To deny yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要舍己是何等的不容易。
It is how difficult it is to deny yourself.
但是若是我们要有一个仆人的心态，
if we have this servanthood attitude,
我们就需要学习这个功课。
If we don't have this servanthood attitude, we should to learn this lesson.
这次来美国，这个是算是我最后一站。
This time when I come to visit the States, this is my last stop.
上个周末我在Maryland 那边的一个华人教会里面，在参加他们的拆船年会。
Last weekend I was in the church in Maryland to be part of their mission conference.
是一个很特别的一个教会，因为那个教会差不多99%都是从国内来的弟兄姐妹们。
It was one of these perhaps a special Chinese church because 99% of that church.The people came from China.
其实我们在北美，我们大概越来越看见这样的一个现象。
We indeed see the trend of many churches moving in that direction.
礼拜六的晚上，他们特别请了一个这个华府，这个 Washington D.C. 他们的一个诗班来献一个短短的一个歌剧。
On Saturday night, and they have invited someone from the Washington area.To play a musical skit.
他们这个歌剧呢的题目就是献给无名的传道人。
The theme of that skit is to an unknown evangelist.
献给无名的传道人。
To dedicate that to an unknown evangelist.
我不晓得有多少人读过边云坡弟兄他写的这个诗，无名的传道人。
I wonder how many of you read the poem written by Brother Bing Yunpo. It's entitled To an Unknown Evangelist.
他是一个被神所重用的人。
He was indeed a man used by our Lord.
他1948年从南京的中央大学毕业。
He graduated from Central University in Nanking in 1948.
其实有好几个人希望能够他能够到英国去念书。
Many was hoped that he could go continue to study in England.
但是他拒绝。
But he refused.
他愿意留在中国。
He wanted to remain behind in China.
他就到非常偏僻的地方在那边传福音。
So he went to the far away to the lands away from the city.
他的见证，我想若是你读过的话。是非常非常的感人。
It is very moving from what he wrote in his book.
那天晚上我坐在那边听他们献这个歌剧的时候，
As I there sat there and watched when they present this skit,
我就想到了但以理。
Then I thought about Daniel.
我就想到了但以理这个仆人的心智。
I thought about Daniel and his servanthood attitude.
但以理愿意放弃他自己的自由来服侍上帝。
He was willing to give up his freedom to serve the Lord.
他愿意放弃他的自我来被主所用。
He's willing to give up himself to be used by the Lord.
我一般讲到不太喜欢读东西，但是我希望能够读一段给大家听。
I'd like to read a part of this to you.
也是边云坡弟兄他所写的。
It was written by Brother 边云坡。
他这样说。
This is what he said.
是自己的手，甘心放下世上享受。
It is my hand willing to lay down the enjoyment of this world.
是自己的脚，甘心到苦难的道路上来奔走。
It is my own feet willingly to walk the path of difficulty.
选中这条不自由的道路。
I have chosen this road that will lead to bondage.
并非出于无奈。
It is not that I could not help it.
相反的。
On the contrary,
却正是大胆地使用了自己的自由。
It is I have boldly used my freedom to make this choice.
我想我这样读没有办法表达这句话的深意。
Perhaps by reading this, especially after translation, it's difficult to convey the deep meaning.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
But dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要被主所用。
Today we want to be used by our Lord.
我们要放弃我们自己。
We have to give up ourselves.
我们要甘心地放下这世上的享受。
We should be willingly to lay down this world's enjoyment.
我们要甘心地走上那一条是的，有可能艰难的道路。
We should be willingly to walk the path maybe full of difficulties.
但是上这一条路可不是出于无奈。
But it is not because that we have no choice.
乃是我们大胆地使用我们的自由来选择。
It is truly our bold choice, our free choice to take this passage.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我非常相信在宣教的工厂上，
I firmly believe in the fields of mission.
需要有更多的人有这种仆人的心态。
We need more people with this attitude.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord.Here I am.
请差遣我。
Send me.
一个神国的观点。
A divine perspective.
一个仆人的心态。
A servanthood attitude.
我想在这一章的经文当中，我第三个体会就是但以理有一个全人的见证。
The third point I learned from Daniel here is.He has a holistic testimony.
我们非常熟悉这一段但以理在其中他所面对到的困难。
We're all familiar with the difficulty he faced during the story.
我觉得有的时候很可能我们常常会从新约的角度来读这一段的经文。
Sometime we may be reading this passage from the New Testament's perspective.
你会记得但以理他觉得他不应该吃王的吃喝王所供应他们的。
As you see here, the Daniel did not want to define himself with the royal food and wine.
因为他认为他这样做的话，他会影响他跟神之间的关系。
Because he believes in eating those wine and food is going to affect his relationship with God.
那我们很容易从新约的角度来看这样的一件事情。
We can easily look at this.Story from the New Testament's perspective.
我们会认为这件事情其实在新约已经不是我们所要面对到的事情。
Maybe in the New Testament, we have gone beyond this kind of situation.
甚至我们有可能会认为但以理的这种思想是错误的思想。
We may even regard what Daniel's attitude was wrong.
当然我想我们都知道我们跟神的关系不在乎我们吃什么喝什么。
Of course, our relationship with God does not really matter what we eat and drink.
但是当我回来来看这一段经文的时候，
But yet, as I return here to read this passage,
我突然有一个发觉，
I suddenly discovered something.
就是但以理在他与神之间的关系上，
It is the relationship between Daniel and God.
没有一个东西是小过神能够使用的。
There's nothing that is too small for God to use.
That God can't use.
That God can use.
Can't use.
Cannot use.
没有一件事情是小到一个地步是没有任何的价值，是神没有办法使用的。
There's nothing that is too small than too insignificant, so God cannot use.
我们想一想，有什么比吃跟喝更来的基本？
What else is more fundamental than eating and drinking?
但是我们就发现，但以理在这样的一个虽然那么样的小的事情上面，他却认为神能够透过这事情来彰显他的荣耀。
Even in this very fundamental, very routine things, then Daniel believed using that can be, we can use it to glorify God.
他跟神的关系不是只是在乎一些大的东西。
The relationship with God does not reside on something which is way above the threshold.
而是在他生命当中那最微小的，神也能够使用。
It is on every single respect, single aspect,of his life that the Lord can use.
因此我们就发现但以理他的整个一个心态，他是一个全人的见证。
Therefore, his attitude is his whole life, his whole being is a testimony.
神也愿意透过他的这个全人的见证来把荣耀归给上帝。
Therefore, the glory can be to God through this entirely the holisticcommitment.
我想在宣教的工作上面，这是一个非常重要的一个道理。
So this is a very important truth in the world of mission.
因为在传福音的上面，不是单单你我的嘴巴我们所讲的事情才有能力。
So in the mission field, it goes way beyond your preaching.
乃是我们发现，其实在我们的生命当中，那些最微小的东西，神也要使用来荣耀他的名。
Every single thing, every small things in your life.Will be used by God.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
有这种全人的见证。
We have such a testimony of our whole being.
已经提到了我们在四川的工作。
I mentioned about a work in 四川。
我们有另外一个同工，他是在陕西，在那边工作。
We have another coworker who works in the province of 陕西.
他的外号是环保先生。
His nickname is Mr. Environmental Protection.
他现在很敏感。
I just want to
环保先生。
Mr. Environmental.
他做什么呢？
What does he do?
他卖环保油漆。
He sells the paint that is environmentally safe.
Right?
Friendly.
And safe.
Safe is okay.
它这个油漆是天然这个组成的。
So the material in this paint is natural.
它里面没有任何的化学用品。
There's none of those chemical additives.
虽然买起来稍微贵一点。
Maybe it's a little bit more expensive.
但是很奇妙的，神就透过这样的一种生意来做见证。
But then the Lord has used his business as a testimony.
他有机会到不同的学校里面去分享他这一个工作。
He had an opportunity to share his work in the schools.
我想我们从国内来的朋友弟兄姐妹会知道，今天在中国环保的问题是很严重的问题。
Some of you from China would understand that the environmental issues are pretty bad.
其实台湾也是一样，香港也是如此了。
Same thing in Taiwan and Hong Kong and the States.
他就到这些学校的里面。
So he would go to those schools.
他就在那边分享为什么要买他的油漆。
He would tell them why it is important to buy his product.
他就分享这些油漆是对大自然是好的，是不会破坏大自然。
He would say that his product, his paints are safe for the environment.
然后他从这个不会破坏大自然的当中，他就跟他们分享我们为什么不要破坏大自然。
Because he says those are safe, will not damage the environment, then he says, why would I want to do that?
他说这个世界其实是一个创造者所创造的。
He said, this world is created by a creator.
他托付我们人类要来好好的保管这个世界。
the Creator has entrusted us as human beings to protect and to keep this place.
所以我们要爱惜这个世界。
Therefore, we should care for it.
他就从这个非常简单的一个道理里面, 他就有机会为主来做见证。
Through this very simple principle, he was able to testify for God.
他就跟他们分享为什么在 基督教我们的信仰里面，我们要爱惜这个地球，我们要关心到环保的事情。
So from the Christianity point of view, he described to them, why do we need to love this earth?
感谢主，就从这样一个很简单的一个工作的里面，神就给他有很多的机会，不仅是做见证，也带领许多的人认识上帝。
So we thank the Lord through such a fairly maybe look like a simple matter, was able to testify for the Lord and was able to bring people to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们的传福音不是只是在一些大的东西聚会里面来传福音。
Our spreading the gospel is not something you only do it in a very visible way.
乃是在那一些最微小的事情当上, 上帝也同样的要使用。
It is in everything, even something maybe regarded as small and insignificant, the Lord will also use.
一个全人的见证。
A holistic testimony.
最后,
lastly,
我们不仅是看见但以理有一个神国的观点。
Not only he has the right perspective, the divine perspective,
一个仆人的心态,
he has the right attitude, which is servanthood attitude,
一个全人的见证,
he has the testimony, which is holistic.
为什么但以理会被主用?
Why was Daniel used by our Lord?
我想很简单,
very simply,
是因为他有一个圣洁的生命。
Because he has a very holy lifestyle.
他有一个圣洁的生命。
His life is holy.
在第八节里面有四个字常常给我极大的震撼。
In verse 8, there were four words, in four Chinese words here, always catch my attention.
其实不单单是四个字，对不起。但以理在第八节，但以理却立志不玷污自己。
He resolved not to defile himself.
这句话，这个词， 我觉得给我一个很大的一个震撼。
And this description really gives me a big impact.
因为但以理他有一个决心。
Because he has this resolution.
就是他要过着一个不被玷污的生活。
He will live a life not to defile himself.
他知道他所服侍的上帝是一个圣洁的上帝。
He know the Lord he served was a holy Lord.
若是人要被主所用,
if a person is going to be used by our Lord,
我们需要过着一个圣洁的生命。
We need to have a holy life.
也因为但以理他有这样的一个看见,
because he can see this,
他就有一个决心。
Therefore, he has this resolve.
在我们当中有很多的年轻人,
there are so many young people among here.
其实不单单你们, 我们大家都是一样。
Regardless of the age.
这个世界是充满引诱的一个世界。
This world is full of temptations.
我们以前大概要去别的地方才会受到引诱。
And maybe in the past we had to go special places to be tempted.
但是今天我们在家里面，我们在我们自己的电脑面前，我们就能够遇到引诱。
Today, in your home, on your computer, on the internet, you could be tempted.
我想今天有很多在教会里面的弟兄姐妹们也面对到这些的试探。
I'm sure many of our brothers and sisters are facing the same temptation.
有可能有一些今天晚上在我们当中，你就被这些试探、这些引诱所捆绑。
And maybe some of us today have been in bondage by this kind of temptation.
若是这样的话，
if so,
我巴不得今天晚上在主的面前，你这样祷告。
I really like to ask you to pray to the Lord like this.
主啊，求你帮助我能够效法但以理。Lord,
help me to be like Daniel.
让我能够立志不玷污我自己。So
I have this resolution, I will not defy myself.
因为唯有我们不玷污自己, 主才能够使用我们。
It is only that when we are clean, we can be used by the Lord.
不单单在宣教传福音的工作上
，not only in the mission work，
就是在我们自己的岗位上
，it is also in our daily life，
在我们的家里面
，in our home，
让我们过着一个圣洁的生活
，we can live a life of holy。
但以理是一个被主所重用的人。
Daniel was an instrument used by our Lord.
他在一个非常艰难的一个时代生存。
He lived in a very difficult time.
他在一个很不欢迎他的一个国家里面生活。
He lived in the country that he was extremely unwelcomed.
虽然他有这样的艰难。
Although he was in such a difficult situation.
但是神使用了他。
But God had used him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天不单单中国或者亚洲80%的人口，他们居住的地方
，Not only in China where 80% of the people cannot preach gospel，
今天在美国这个地方
，Even today here in the United States，
更多需要如同但以理的人
，We have more needs perhaps of people like Daniel，
有神国的观点。
The people will have the divine perspective.
你的工作跟大使命有什么关联
？Can you relate your profession, your job, with the Great Commission?
我不晓得有没有想过这个问题。
I wonder, have you thought about this before?
为什么神会给你那样的本领
？Why would God give you such a gift?
为什么神会给你那样的机会，能够接受到那样的训练
？Why would God give you the opportunity to be so well trained?
神要怎么样来使用你
？How will God use you？
我们当中有不少是从国内来的。
Many of us came from China。
我愿意在这边诚恳地问你们一个问题。
I want to honestly ask you a question。
有可能你是认为你的聪明智慧带你来美国。
Maybe you think because you are such an intelligent person that you came to the States。
但是从我的信仰。我不相信单单是你的聪明智慧把你带到美国。
But in my faith, I do not believe it's only because you are a smart person.
神把你带来。
Because God had brought you here.
求主帮助我们有一个天国的观点。
So we ask the Lord to help us to have the right perspective.
让我们能够思想主啊，在我的工作岗位上，你要怎么样使用我
？So we can understand, Lord, how can I be used in where I work？
是在美国也好
，Whether it's in the United States，
是回到东南亚
，Or return to Asia，
是去别的地方
，Or any other parts of the world。
你愿不愿意把你的工作奉献在主的手里
？Are you willing to dedicate your work？For the Lord.
我不是说你要放弃你的工作。
I'm not saying you should give up your work.
但是你愿不愿意把你的工作奉献给上帝
？But will you be willing to offer your work to God?
主啊，你要怎么样使用我的工作
？Lord, how will you use me in where I do?
你要怎么样使用我的职业
？How do you use my profession?
我要怎么样透过这些来完成？耶稣基督的大使命。
How do I use my job, my profession, to help His great commission?
一个仆人的心态。
A servanthood attitude.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
就如同耶稣来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Like Jesus came to this world not to be served, but to serve.
让我们以耶稣基督的心为心。
So we can have His heart.His attitude as us, as ours.
让我们愿意放弃我们的自我。
So we can deny ourselves.
是的。
Yes.
就是走上那一条似乎好像没有自由的道路。
To walk on the path that appeared to be a path without freedom.
并非无奈。
It is not because I have no choice.
乃是我们选择。
It is because I have chosen to do so.
一个仆人的心智。
A servanthood attitude.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, here I am.
我愿意放弃我的自我，求主你使用。
I want to give up myself. I want to ask you to use me.
边云坡不愿意去爱丁堡。
Brother Bien Yin Po refused to go to England.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
3次、4次，人家鼓励他、帮助他，要到英国、到爱丁堡去深造。他说我不去。
Three times, four times, people encouraged him and wanted to help him to go there to study, but he refused.
他没有留在南京。
He did not stay in Nanking either.
反倒他去了云南。
Then he went to Yunnan province.
去了边疆。
In the faraway land.
其实就是在边疆的时刻，他就写出了这一首诗《无名的传道人》。
It is where he was in the faraway land. He authored this an unknown evangelist.
全人的见证。
Holistic testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣能够用一个小朋友的五饼二鱼来荣耀上帝。
Jesus can glorify our God using the five loaves and two fishes.
今天他也要用你我的五饼二鱼。
And of course, he can use you and I, our very little five loaves and two fishes.
在你的生命、我的生命里面，没有一个东西是小过上帝所能够用。
There's nothing in yours and my life that is not significant enough to be used by our Lord.
一个圣洁的生命。
A holy lifestyle.
愿主保守我们。
May the Lord keep us.
让我们立志。不要玷污我们自己。
So we determined, we resolved not to defy ourselves.
在这一个败坏的世代当中。
In this very corrupted world.
我们过着一个圣洁的生活。
We can live a holy life.
我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我想我们就用几分钟的时间安静的来思想刚刚我们所提到的这四方面。
Let us take a few minutes to meditate upon these four points.
我们是生活在一个非常忙碌匆忙的一个时代中。
We live in a very busy world.
有的时候忙到忙了。
Sometimes we are busy, too busy.
让我们用几分钟的时间，我们安静，我们在主的面前说：“主啊，借着你的圣灵，今天晚上你向我说什么？”
Let's take a few minutes and ask our Lord, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, what has you taught us?
我们看到了但以理的榜样。
We see the example set by Daniel.
主啊，在但以理的生命当中，你要我效法什么？
Lord, through the example set by Daniel, what do you want me to learn?
神国的观点。
The divine perspective.
仆人的心态。
The servanthood attitude.
全人的见证。
The holistic testimony.
圣洁的生命。
The holy lifestyle.
主啊，你要我学什么？
Lord, what do you want me to learn?
我们安静在主的面前。